From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Alyssa Block. As Haiti struggles to rebuild from January's devastating earthquake, it's trying to reestablish its once thriving market in arts and crafts. That effort got a boost this month from the Clinton Foundation, as well as a major department store chain. As NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, Macy's is introducing a line of handcrafted products made by Haitian artists.
It's not what you expect when you walk into a Macy's Housewares department. A troupe of Haitian dancers swoop and twirl to music provided by singers and drums. They're part of Macy's rollout of its Heart of Haiti home decor collection. It's a collection designed, crafted, and delivered over the course of just 3 months. In the world of retailing, that's lightning fast. But as Melissa Goff, a Macy's vice president, says, timing is everything.
Right now is the best time for a product to sell at retail because we're going into a heavy gifting period. These are great gifts.
It's an initiative started by the Clinton Foundation, a call to action to help revitalize Haiti's artistic community. Pascal Farblas is an artist who helped design and paint papier-mâché trays, masks, and other items in the collection. She's co-founder of an association of artisans in Jacmel, a city on Haiti's southern coast that was hit hard by the earthquake. She says rebuilding is slow.
We are working on rebuilding ourselves first. This action, for example, here today with Macy's is one step in that sense to get the artisans back to work with customers, with orders.
At the end of June, Macy's put in an order for 20,000 products. The company says it hopes to break even or make a small profit, selling the items on its website and at 25 stores across the country. Macy's did something else unusual. It paid cash up front for the collection, which quickly put money into the hands of the artists. The retailer was helped by two nonprofits, the Brand Aid Project, which has long worked with Haitian artists, and Fairwinds Trading. Fairwinds and Macy's have already had success with another project. Over the past 5 years, with help from the nonprofit, Macy's has sold 85,000 baskets handmade by thousands of women in Rwanda. Fairwinds CEO Willa Shallet says when the groups approached artists in Haiti, things quickly fell into place.
Haiti is such a deeply creative, wildly creative place, that with that almost pent-up creativity and networks that already existed of the informal economy of the artisans, they were able to mobilize with unbelievable speed.
The Clinton Bush Haiti Fund stepped in with a timely $50,000 grant that rebuilt one of the things artisans like Pierre Satir badly needed, a place to work.
I make a paper mache.
Before the earthquake, Satir had his own workshop, making masks and figures based on Jacmel's carnival tradition. With help from Fairwinds designers, he crafted bowls, trays, and masks that would appeal to Macy's customers. I asked him how he did it.
With my imagination and my experience also, and my savoir-faire. I don't know how to say in English savoir-faire.
And my savoir-faire?
Yes.
Among the Haitian artists in Miami for the collection's introduction was Serge Jolimo. Jolimo is a star among Haitian artists, a master metalworker from Croix des Bouquets. It's a town with a metalworking tradition that goes back to the 1930s. Through an interpreter, he told an audience at Macy's his process begins with recycled metal drums that are cleaned, flattened, cut, and shaped. The results are filigreed bowls, picture frames, and wall hangings that Jolimo says draw on nature and religion.
It's not that I practice voodoo, but you will see a lot of voodoo in my work.
En parlant de voodoo.
Speaking of voodoo.
C'est que vous voulez qu'on parle, si c'est haïtien que vous y ou bien voodoo en ensemble.
Whether you like it or not, if you're Haitian, voodoo is in your blood.
The artists say if American customers respond, they're hoping to get orders from other U.S. retailers. And they're already working on ideas for a Macy's collection in the spring. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.